Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A new year, a new start. The stock market was up today, almost 200 points for the Dow. And that's a good indication. Are we headed toward the recession that so many Americans fear? Or could we finally get some handle on inflation and move in a more positive and prosperous direction? A lot of this is very dependent upon what our leaders do. In the White House, well, not expecting too much, but there are literally millions of Americans, tens of millions of Americans, who are expecting something and some progress from the new Republican House of Representatives, no matter how shaky their majority may be. But then again, there are others who predict that the Republican majority in the House of Representatives will now refuse to raise the debt ceiling, and that is being described as a potential catastrophe of major proportions, not only for the economy of the United States, but for the world economy. So where do you go for the truth on this? And the one name that came to our minds immediately was Steve Forbes. He is the chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. He is host of the webcast What's Ahead, and the co-author of the best-selling book Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. And he was a presidential candidate twice who educated America. He really did, on the failures of our tax system, which may be getting worse and worse. Steve, it's a great pleasure speaking to you, and Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, Michael. Really enjoy being with you. Thank you.
Well, my question right now is at the end of August, or maybe even the middle of August, or maybe even the end of July, at some point, they're going to need to borrow more money to pay bills that Congress has already incurred. And what seems to be omnipresent in the media is that if they don't raise the debt ceiling, if they don't allow Congress and the government to borrow more money to pay off the debts they've already imposed, if they don't do that, the economy would suffer a severe sort of jolt that would impact every single American and probably every person on earth. Do you believe it's that serious an issue?
It's only going to be, first will be the first time we haven't made timely payments on our debts, even though we've inflated away the debts in the past. But to the point on the debt ceiling, if there is a temporary halt, everyone in the bond market believes the U.S. government will end up making the payments with interest. So they don't feel you're going to get a sovereign default like you've had with other countries, Argentina and others. However, what it will do is jolt confidence that this government, especially people looking from overseas, is capable of governing itself. That was the embarrassment about the speaker's fight. Why they didn't sit down beforehand and hash what is perfectly good agreement out beforehand, who knows, but they didn't. So we had this spectacle, and this will be another, because a lot of Republicans want to use the debt ceiling as a means to affect big budget cuts. But if the Republicans get their act together, gain confidence, and come up with a reasonable package that the public can understand and support, they might get something. But government shutdowns rarely work in favor of Congress. We saw that back in the 1990s when then-Speaker Newt Gingrich, Republican, went in a government shutdown against Bill Clinton. Clinton won that battle. Barack Obama, 2013, the Republicans tried it again with Congress. Did not work out politically. So I hope they come up with something that sounds reasonable to the public and then maybe they can get some concessions before voting to raise the debt ceiling and making the point that rules have to be changed in the future in government finance, which they're already starting to work towards.
In terms of the government spending, there was this very controversial and very flawed and very irresponsible in any regards omnibus bill. But the one good aspect of the omnibus bill was what most people conceded to be needed investments in national defense. Do you, Steve, because we haven't spoken about this specifically, do you believe that the Congress was actually right in that aspect of the spending to pump more money into building up America's military resources?
The answer is yes, irresponsibly, for which it hasn't been called to account on in so much the media. The Biden administration was proposing real cuts in the defense budget when you factor in inflation. Utterly inadequate pay for many of our people in uniform at a time when China is in a major military buildup, especially with its Navy. We're shrinking our Navy at the same time they're increasing their Navy. They have no more ships. People say, well, their quality technologically is not as good as ours. Yeah, but they're catching up, and you reach a point where quantity is best quality. And that's what the Chinese are moving towards. So and then the talk of Republicans, oh, we might cut the budget in terms of the military, some of them making noise about, utterly irresponsible, where reform can be made, positive reform is the whole procurement system, which is a disaster, where you can get real savings and apply those savings to get our the weaponry that we need. And the other thing they keep talking about, Michael, is cutting back on aid to Ukraine. The amount of total aid we've given to Ukraine, military aid, not economic aid, but military aid, equals about what we spent for 20 years each month in Afghanistan and Iraq. And much of what we supplied Ukraine, our weapon systems are headed for the junk pile. So this and also, unlike some other things we've done in the past, Ukraine is the front line of the fight for democracy today. That's where it's at. So it's not just defending, helping Ukraine defend itself. It's ultimately defending ourselves, our security.
One of the points that actually was made on by Scarborough today was that this talk by Republicans of cutting the defense budget by Republicans is a great gift to Biden, because one of the reasons that many of the Republicans I knew, one of the reasons I myself am still proud to be a Republican, is because it's the party most supportive of our military that understands that there are evil actors in this world. And they have not gone away, and that peace through strength, as President Reagan famously defined it, is the only path.
That's right. And why we keep having to relearn that lesson is astonishing, just as why we can't learn the lessons about inflation, which has been around for 3,000 years. But anyone who has any doubt about the need to help Ukraine, just go online. Go to YouTube or whatever and look up on a search engine Czechoslovakia 1938, what Chamberlain, the British Prime Minister, called this obscure country far away. And look what happened when they ignored it and what it led to. So Ukraine is their fight and our fight. And the idea that we can get defense on the cheap is preposterous. Unfortunately, defending oneself is not an easy or cheap proposition.
Okay, so now the big question, and Steve, you laid out these ideas so well, as I mentioned before, in your presidential campaigns, but how do we pay for it all? Isn't the key reforming our tax system? We will get to that with Steve Forbes, and it's such a pleasure to speak to him. The clarity that you'll find in his book, the book is called Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and no question about that, and how to fix it. And there's no question about Steve Forbes' ideas working better than the lack of ideas you hear from many Republicans and the destructive ideas you hear from most Democrats. We will be right back with more with Steve Forbes coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Some of Steve Forbes' most recent pieces, like the one about the expensive and harmful truth about electric vehicles. Is it necessary that your gas-guzzling car has to go away and disappear? Read Steve Forbes, and you'll get some perspective. He's the author of the best-selling book, Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. Steve, you made popular and convinced millions of your fellow citizens about the need for structural tax reform, not just trimming around the edges, not just hiring a bunch of new IRS agents, but actually changing the way we tax people. Whatever happened to the appetite for real reform of a tax system that is an embarrassing mess?
Well, I think if the issue is going to come to the fore, Michael, in 2024, there are going to be several candidates running for president, and I think a couple of them are going to want to have an issue that galvanizes people, cuts across party lines, cuts across any category you want in this country today. People know the current system is utterly corrupt, utterly ununderstandable, brings out the worst in all of us. And so a number of countries have the flat tax, and I think you're going to see support for it again. What's amazing is how many people in the political world lack what you might call political entrepreneurship, taking a chance on something where, you know, a lot of special interests are going to fight you. I remember when I ran back in 1996, H&R Block sent a very misleading letter to the voters in New Hampshire warning of the impending end of civilization. If the flat tax came along, you know, your hair would fall out, your pet would get sick and all that kind of thing. And so it's just a matter of somebody putting it at the forefront and running with it. And I think there's appetite among these new Republicans in Congress for a big change. So I'm optimistic again that we'll finally get this issue out to the forefront and get a real change.
And do you believe that someone can come along to explain how this works and why this works? In other words, the big argument that the ordinary American voter might say is, why should I pay the same tax rate as somebody who's earning billions of dollars? Because he can afford to pay more. Why shouldn't he pay more?
Well, as you can see with the current tax code, you take Donald Trump's tax returns, which were illegal, were released several years. He didn't pay income tax. He didn't violate the law. That's because of the huge complexity of the code. So the nice thing about a flat tax is if you make it, you pay it. Done. And I mentioned the IRS says we spend 6 billion hours a year filling out tax forms. We spend $200 to $400 billion a year complying with this monstrosity. And just go back 20 years. Imagine if that over 100 billion hours, literally trillions of dollars, had gone for new products, new services, new cures for diseases, how much better off we'd all be. The opportunity cost is enormous. So in terms of on the sales tax, you don't pay a higher sales tax if you have a higher income. You pay it on a flat rate. There'd be exemptions for adults and for children. A family of four, for example, would pay no federal income tax on the first $52,000 of a salary and only 17 cents on the dollar above that. No tax on savings. So I think people would love the simplicity. And if you want to collect more from the rich, you make the code simpler. And the history shows time and time again, when you have low tax rates, the amount of money, income tax paid by the rich, goes up, and the proportion of the income tax they pay goes up. Just one quick statistic. When Reagan became president, top 1% paid about 18% of the federal income taxes. When he cut the rates during the 1980s, it went over 30%. So if you want to tax the rich, make the code simple, and they'll focus their energies on more productive things than hiring accountants and lawyers to avoid the code.
The number of states have gone to state income taxes. I live in a state without a state income tax that we're trying to defend, but have made flat taxes for state tax rates, and that has not been the end of civilization, has it?
No, it hasn't. And a number of states have put themselves on the path to a flat tax. Arizona is going down to 1.5%, and at that rate, they may eventually get rid of the state income tax altogether. And so I think what has happened, and it was a good point you made, over six states in the past year are on the path to a flat tax. Number of states cut taxes of various sorts. So I think the appetite to lower the burden on the American people is growing, even though Washington doesn't seem to have gotten the message. they will, I think, after 2024 when we can focus on real issues like that.
First of all, if you were advising the new Speaker of the House, what should he be prioritizing? Some actual reform and legislation? Or do you think they're right to prioritize investigations of potential and obvious misdeeds by the Biden administration and the Biden family?
Oh, I think you have to do both. You have to expose wrongdoing, even if it's not enough for criminal convictions. What's happened in recent years is scandalous, what the authorities have done, the FBI and others. Absolutely horrific, and that should be exposed. And even, you know, despite statutes of limitations, people need to know what actually happened. And on the legislative front, they passed a bill doing away with those 87,000 new IRS agents who would go after middle-class people and small businesses. That's where the money is. People like billionaires like Elon Musk, they get scrutinized quite closely. That's not where the untapped money is. It's the middle class. And so they did that. I think they should pass legislation opening up federal lands for gas and oil exploration. We have it here. No reason why we should be cozying up to thugs in Venezuela and elsewhere to get their oil. We should use our own. So a lot of these things won't get through the Senate or would get vetoed by Biden, but it would set the stage for a real debate in 2024. So they shouldn't be shy about putting forth considered proposals on taxes, on regulation. I mean, start with banning gas stoves. let's put the kibosh on that and let Biden defend that regulation. He won't be able to go to a restaurant again. Every chef in the country will have their pans and pots ready to throw at him, getting rid of their gas stoves.
Right. That's a big segment of America you don't want to offend. Steve Forbes, Happy New Year. I hope you'll join us again soon. It is so terrific to get your perspective. When we come back, a challenge about dealing with mental illness and homelessness, and a compassionate challenge, which we will get to coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden sat down with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau this morning before the two were set to meet with Mexican President Obrador. Before the leaders of all three North American countries sat down together, Biden and Trudeau discussed the close relationship between the United States and Canada as they continue to deal with global challenges. A new report from CNN claims that the classified documents found in President Biden's Washington think tank office included intelligence memos. Those documents from Biden's time as vice president. Former Vice President Mike Pence calling the handling of Biden's documents a double standard compared to the FBI raid that was launched on former President Trump's home.
You know, there's that old saying that if they didn't have double standards, they have no standards at all.
Pence appearing on the Hugh Hewitt radio show this morning. The death toll from California's torrential storms has climbed to 16. Two people were killed south of Fresno this morning in a chain reaction crash after a tree fell on a highway. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
To ignore the homeless issue. I mean, you live in Seattle, it's everywhere. And the fact that government has limited ability to fix things, just look at the graffiti and the state of downtowns everywhere and the ridiculous rhetoric, like Karen Bass, the new mayor of Los Angeles, who is dreaming of putting an end to homelessness basically by spending more. And there is an editorial, an op-ed that appeared in the New York Times over the weekend that is by a writer and screenwriter named Hilary DeVries. And what's so refreshing about it is it's not ideological, it's not one side or another. It's not angry, but it is heartbreaking. And she writes, a few weeks before Mayor Eric Adams announced that New York would begin a big push to involuntarily hospitalize severely mentally ill homeless people, even if they pose no risk or harm to others. My sister was involuntarily admitted to a psychiatric unit in a city hospital. My sister is not homeless. She had been living in a studio apartment in Queens, but she has a serious mental illness. And in November, a neighbor called 911 after seeing my sister on the street carrying a chef's knife. I don't know why my sister was carrying a knife, but in the city's approach to identifying and caring for the mentally ill, the knife was key because she had a knife. The police determined that she posed a danger to others. Emergency medical service workers then took her to the nearest hospital with a comprehensive psychiatric emergency program, and she was involuntarily admitted to the behavioral unit 3 days later. Now her legal guardian, she writes, I'm responsible for her financial and personal needs, including her medical care. I am navigating the section of New York's mental hygiene law, known as Kendra's Law, to get my sister the outpatient medical care she needs, and which she refuses. Enacted in 1999, the law lets courts mandate assisted outpatient treatment for those like my sister whose mental illness is so severe that it makes them a danger to themselves or others, but who are unwilling or unable to comply with outpatient treatment. Because of her illness, my sister lacks all insight into her condition. She does not understand that the loss of her career, her co-op, her life in New York as she once knew it, is because of her illness. She does not accept that I am her guardian, that she can no longer live unsupervised, and that the stray animals and injured birds and that she adopts have caused thousands of dollars in damage to the apartments I was able to sublet for her. She does not understand that she has become a danger to herself and others and needs medical treatment to safely live within the community. She continues. The doctor tells me that my sister is not responding to the oral antipsychotic medication and that her dosage will be increased. I tell her that my sister has a history of noncompliance on medication even while hospitalized and has refused all voluntary outpatient treatment. The doctor tells me she is open to considering a petition for court-mandated treatment under Kendra's law. My relief is short-lived. The social worker tells me my sister does not meet the law's criteria, that she needs 2 inpatient admissions within 36 months and has only 1. I tell her that because my sister armed herself with a knife and the police determined that she posed a danger to others, that she does not qualify for mandated treatment under the law. She is unmoved and informs me that my sister will be discharged once she is stabilized. Discharged where? Where can I house my sister when she has been evicted or asked to leave every place she has lived in since she became ill? Where can I house her when she has no photo ID and refuses to cooperate on obtaining a new one, without which I cannot check her into a hotel or even the YMCA? Where can I house her when there are years-long waiting lists for subsidized supportive housing? The social worker tells me that housing my sister is my responsibility. If I am unable to provide it, the hospital will send her to a homeless shelter. My sister and I shared a bedroom, she writes, as children. But it takes me a minute to recognize the thin, disheveled, gray-haired woman I see through the window. Then I see her wary, puzzled expression, and I realize that she no longer recognizes me. She is less than 10 feet away, and I cannot reach across the decades and find the little sister I knew, the beautiful, hilarious, and talented person she once was. The nurse standing beside her hurries out from the ward. He tells me that my crying is not helping and that I am confusing and alarming my sister. I move away from the window so she can't see me anymore. It goes on, and there is no solution. And the fact is that we all want to believe that homeless people are down on their luck, and once you find a little mini house for people to live in, it will all be better. But it's not that simple. As Hillary DeVries says in her powerful piece, she says, I leave the hospital in despair. I spend the rest of my time in New York cleaning out the apartment in the private home where my sister had lived. I wear a K94 mask and latex gloves to sort through her clothes, the trash. I arrange care for the stray cat that she tried to keep as a pet and attempted to feed with cans of tuna, which instead fed the mice, infecting the room. I contact an exterminator a remediation company, a plumber, and a painter to clean, decontaminate, and repair the apartment. And I am overcome with gratitude for the owner of the house who has tolerated my sister and her illness with otherworldly compassion. She has made not only my sister's life bearable, but also my own. As grateful as I am to her, she is not a substitute for adequate state-supported care. Housing the mentally ill will not be solved by the kindness of strangers, not when there are millions of people like my sister. This is tough to read, and it's a tough reality to see all around us. But at least you have a situation where Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, is making some moves in a positive direction. And the idea that homelessness is considered too sensitive to talk about as an issue impacting other people, and not just the relatives and the loved ones of people who are living on the streets, but the other people who live on those same streets or want to conduct businesses on those same streets or want to take their kids out to a park without the self-destructive degradation that many people are exposed to. They tried an experiment, deinstitutionalization. It was tried in the 1970s, and yes, when Reagan was governor of California, he participated in that. But isn't it time to recognize that doesn't, didn't, and will never work? We will be right back on The MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Michael Medved show, Steve Forbes referred to it when we had him on the air. They did vote yesterday successfully in the House of Representatives. It was pretty much a party line vote, but the Republicans all got together to try to rescind the extra spending for 87,000 new IRS agents. And does this send a powerful message? It does. Is it ever going to become law? No. There is such a thing as a Democratic Senate that is not going to do that. And then there's a president who would veto it. And but in terms of defining a Republican position, and a Republican position being that creating a huge new expansion of government agents. And by the way, it's not all 87,000 at once. And some of it is meant of what would be canceled would be as replacements for other agents. But honest to goodness, to take the people's money to invest in more intensification of investigating people's personal business, to take more of their money away, that is a success for the Republican House. And Speaker Kevin McCarthy actually celebrated that success, banging his gavel. Clip 10.
The yeas are 221 and the nays are 210. The bill is passed. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid on the table. Promise is made.
He didn't say the rest. Promises made, he can say promises kept, because that was a promise. No one believed that they would actually persuade President Biden and the Democrats in the Senate. But it strikes a position that gives Republicans something to run on. And this was Adrian Smith, a Republican from Nebraska, one of the representatives who fought for that bill. Here's what he said, clip 9.
Last night's legislation is about taxpayers. It's about empowering taxpayers who are trying to just do the right thing in paying their taxes without having to face more and more IRS resources. I think randomly out to place all these audits across the economy without being as diligent and customer service oriented as they should be. And I told my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, let's work together to address the customer service needs that are absolutely needed all across the IRS, because there are problems. Clearly, that there's bipartisan agreement that there are problems at the IRS. So the first step is to draw back these dollars that I think were so randomly placed, and then start over so that we can meet the needs of taxpayers and the American people all across America.
Again, he obviously is not somebody who seems to be used to being on national TV, but that's a very good issue to advance. And it seems to me that it represents one significant success. But reflecting on the much longer, more complicated process of actually electing a Speaker of the House and electing Kevin McCarthy, Lauren Boebert, who only accommodated herself to actually working with Kevin McCarthy as her speaker, her leader, at the very last minute, the very last stage, she at least felt that the entire five-day marathon of vote after vote after vote, there were 15 of them, first time in 100 years, she thought it was great. Listen, this is clip 11.
This empowers every individual member of Congress, even the Democrats. That single member motion to vacate is for them as well. These single subject legislation pieces that we're going to see, this is something that we have in 47 state legislatures. To have it on a federal level is massive. So I'm proud that we took a few extra days to make sure that we get this right. It may look like chaos and dysfunction, but I'm a mom of four boys. That's a part of my everyday life. And really, last week was the most productive week I have experienced in Congress.
Okay, the most productive week when basically, and this is the difficulty, is all of the changes that that basically Kevin McCarthy agreed to are dependent upon the Republicans winning a somewhat larger majority. Because if the majority is only four votes and it's going to be down to four votes because of that special election in Virginia, it's extremely questionable how much reform you can do, especially when there's a Democrat sitting in the White House. So the idea that week has been the most productive week she's ever accomplished, that really depends upon changing the image of the squabbling and angry and unable to agree or work together Republicans, changing that image a little bit for the good. Now, do you change that image for the good with basically attacking military expenditures? Joe Scarborough was eloquent and impassioned on that issue. Clip 12.
These kooks are going to slash the defense budget. And they're going to allow the Democrats in the Senate and Joe Biden to be the protectors of America's defense. This Republican Party now supports the slashing of the defense budget, Wall Street Journal editorial page, and they support a full-scale war on the men and women who are the professionals and our intel communities. Good luck selling that in 24. You have just made Joe Biden's day.
Okay.
Can you really get any dumber politically?
No, they really can't.
I don't think you can.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see, because there's still time left to achieve more positive results. Positive results in a new movie by Anna Kendrick. It is one of those films that the star of Pitch Perfect movies and a charming and Oscar-nominated actress plays, well, you will see. But is it worth seeing?
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Anna Kendrick portrays a stylish professional woman in New York City whose domineering, abusive boyfriend won't tolerate her brief lakeside vacation with her two best friends in Alice Darling, now playing in theaters.
We are so glad that you came. We just really want you to relax.
What am I going to do without you?
I didn't know you were coming.
Well, I'm sure Alice will explain it all later.
Well, Alice can't explain anything because she's badly torn between loyalty to her friends, to her boyfriend, and to herself. Anna Kendrick is a fine actress, but this role is so unsympathetic and more pathetic than powerful. It's rated R for some harsh language, alcohol abuse, and tormented sex scenes. 1.5 stars for Alice Darling, not a sweetheart of a movie. And on the Michael Medved Show, next time, coming up on Wednesday, a big book that's gotten a lot of attention calls on some of America's most brilliant historians, people widely respected, to take a look at Myth America, the subtitle, Historians Take on the Biggest Legends and Lies About Our Past. So what does it say about those legends and why should be taken seriously at all? We'll be talking to one of the authors of Myth America coming up tomorrow. We'll also be speaking about a crusading conservative who for years has been trying to help the eastern counties in the state of Oregon secede from the state. Now, we're not talking about a civil war. There's no Fort Sumter here. But there is a bill that seems to be making some progress to allow counties in the state of Oregon shift over to the state of Idaho. We'll be speaking to some of the people behind that movement. We'll also be speaking about the movement of prices in America. Yes, inflation continues to be a huge issue. But not everything has gone up in price. Some of it's gone up very sharply. There are other items, goods, and services that have actually gone down. Why? And the Palestinians have accused Israel of a hideous war crime, training cows to spy on civilian populations. How'd they do it? We'll talk about that and much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.